Or three. Duplexes, you're not going to probably, and I wouldn't let them apply because that's just skirting the regs, apply for half a duplex to rezone it to NR3. The whole duplex or a whole street. What I've been telling folks is like a block of a subdivision, an area of a subdivision that the whole street and everybody in there is willing and wanting to rezone it to NR. We could accept one of those applications where a section of a subdivision or a number of homes all along the same street. So do you feel like if we get the Article 30 changed and then this Article 24.020, you're ready to move forward for a public hearing? Because we have to advertise this, put it in the newspaper, and then hold a public hearing and then turn it to the county commission and then their scheduled meeting.
So you're saying they could split up a subdivision if they, if one block of the subdivision wanted to be a nightly rental, they could split up for rezoning?
I would said they could apply. I didn't say they could get it rezoned.
Right.
But that's going to be, have to take consideration from you guys and the county commission. The county commission approved the R1 zoning. I walked down to the office and sat down. My first call was an R1. I said it just got approved as an amendment. You can't have it in R1. The exact sentence out of the mouth next was, well, can I rezone that lot to NR1? So, no. You're just, that's just a circle around to the same permit.
Well, that was that. It'd be the same thing if six of them got together in a 30-lot subdivision and decided to try to get those six lots rezoned.
Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't take the application like this, but if it's all down one street, one block, say block two of such and such, and again, you guys would have to look at it, but I might would accept application for a number of lots or a part of a subdivision.
All we'd be doing here is just say no more conditional use permits in 2 and 3.
Correct.
But there'd still be a way around it for them if they wanted to rezone it, if they had the whole building or something.
Well, there'd always, I mean, if the whole subdivision wanted to rezone, they could.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the issue has been the onesies and the twosies and the subdivision spread out.
I support what you got there.
It don't matter what you do, they're going to be looking for loopholes. That's just the way it is.
I definitely think it's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the R1 and done that, and then they would have to go through the rezoning process.
I've got another question, not quite related to this, but close.
Okay.
And when they want to rezone from, well, that one tonight on Lakeshore to a C2, there's a whole list of stuff that's provided by right in a C2. And I know there were C2s on each side, mm-hmm. and they're wanting to do this one main thing. But it's also listed by right that they could put in a marijuana facility. Now, is that got a whole other set of regulations pertaining mm-hmm. to that?
Yeah.
So it ain't like they can just jump in and do that.
No. They, if they did, they'd have a whole set of regulations and state regulations to be complied with and state approval before they could even attempt to start doing that.
Right.
And then just as like that case, I always present, here's your options. You know, they say what they want to do, and here's your zoning districts you can do that in. And they looked at it, and it was all surrounded by C2. And of course, the question is, well, I get approved if I ask for C2 versus NR. I said, I can't say that. You know? So the feeling on that one was there was just more C2, so C2 fit with C2, where there was a little fear of placing an NR1, which is less, I mean, it's not as open as C2, but they chose the C2 route because of the surrounding C2. But the R1 was given as an option.
C1 is still conditional use for a nightly rental, which fit what she would want to do. C2.
I don't try to sway. I just give them the options. What you want to do, you can do in this district or this district. We pull up the zoning map. Here's what's around it. Because I know that we kind of group these together. We're trying to see what's there. And then they choose what zoning district that they want to come through. That's all I have.
Anyone have anything else? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
So moved.
All in favor, say aye.